Governor Parnell visited Kenai on Wednesday to meet with local officials, mingle with residents, and make a $30 million announcement. As KDLL's Shaylin Cochran reports, that's the amount the governor is proposing to spend on a five-year Chinook salmon research initiative.
I am proposing that we fund $10 million of research on Chinook salmon across this state, including the Kenai and Upper Cook Inlet area.
That's the news that greeted a room filled mostly with fishermen from Governor Sean Parnell at the Kenai Cultural and Visitors Center. He made it around the room to hear what was on people's minds, and mostly it was fishing. Megan Smith is an Eastside Setnetter and spoke with the governor prior to his announcement.
We just want him to realize how important reds are to the community and how important reds are to the state, that next summer, hopefully we can move forward and work for a solution to let everyone harvest and everyone have a piece of the pie, because there's plenty for everyone.
Amber Every and Linda Gabriel are also set netters, and we're pleased that the governor is tuned into the concerns of the fishing industry on the Kenai Peninsula.
He just let us know that there was a $10 million budget appropriation for research, and that's important moving forward. We need to figure out what's happening to these king salmon. Is there a conservation concern, and if so, how we're going to deal with it.
That research plan is the product of a two-day salmon symposium held in Anchorage in October, when scientists, fisheries managers, and fishermen from across the state pitched in ideas about the kinds of information they were interested in gathering and what a research plan would include.
Like, what happens to our young salmon in that first year, both in freshwater and in the marine life, the marine world? So the $10 million is a down payment on $30 million across the next 5 years that will be made to address these gaps in our knowledge of our fish.
The research will include adult, juvenile, and harvest assessments, plus genetics and biometrics, all taken into account with what makes up the local knowledge base of these fisheries. The $10 million used to get the program started this year is in addition to the $14.6 million the Department of Fish and Game already spends annually on Chinook research and management. The governor offered his pledge that regardless of the causes for poor king salmon returns that forced both sport and commercial fishery closures this summer, reporting from Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.